that would be a bad, I think it was you, that said it would be a bad plan to only have that, your system. So, something would go wrong over time, whatever it was, if you were just eating potatoes. Where the guy wouldn't be able to live, like, you know, I think it was, what, 400 some odd days on Mars. Potato after potato. I think you said that wouldn't be too healthy.
Well, yeah, any mono diet is going to limit you for a bunch of nutritional factors. You need that's why everyone and their brother tells everyone else that you need a well-balanced diet. You know, the micronutrients, vitamins, and what have you. Although I probably told this story because it fascinated me when I first read about it, about some very peculiar guy in Great Britain who decided that he was going to put himself on a potato chip diet. And I think he lasted a year or two. I mean, he wasn't in the greatest health when he went off of it, but it didn't kill him. But I wouldn't recommend it as a single nutrient. It's very good for starch, so if you need energy, potatoes are great. Doesn't have a lot in the way of proteins, not really a lot in essential fats, and all kinds of different vitamins and such. But for quick energy, yeah, I guess it's okay.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, I'm thinking back on that Martian book thing. Yeah, that wasn't only potatoes that he ate in the beginning, because I think there were six other astronauts that were there that left, and they left him behind. They left all their food behind, you know, because they were in a rush to get off the planet. So he got left behind. So he was able to eat all their meals. It was when that ran up that he was stuck eating all those potatoes. Anyway, I'll turn it back to you, Roy. I don't have any other topics. I could drift into the Mars rover story and all of them, which I've done before, but I don't have any updates on that, except that it will be going up on July 17th. Perseverance with the helicopter on board. So I'm sure that we'll get off safely. It'll be launched on an Atlas V rocket, which is like 100% reliability. I think they had like 0.1% of a problem one time. Essentially 100%. Oh, correction. No, that's true. No, wait. Just think of another rocket. Yeah, 100%. And then what's the other one? The James Webb Space Telescope. That's still scheduled to go next year. And that's the one that's going to go to the L2 position, you know, four times the distance of the moon. It's going to be sitting out there. And it's funny, I was talking to Rich, W2BZ, and he was talking about making comparisons of how big something is to football fields. And I realized that every time they talk about the size of the James Webb Space Telescope, you know, that's the answer to, you know, the future Hubble Space Telescope. And it's so big that it's equivalent to the size of a tennis court. See, a tennis court, not a football field. Still pretty big. Back to you, Ryan.
Yes, it definitely is. Paul, is it a sure thing that the James Webb Space Telescope is going to leave our world in a year, or is that a possibility?
It's right now, it's a probability, I guess, unless they come across more problems. Don't forget, I've been waiting for this thing. It was supposed to be in orbit 2017. So we're a little late. That was the plan time originally. So, yes, it will. I heard it's doing good. They unfolded everything from start to finish, put everything back together again, you know, as if it was, you know, doing it in space. This thing is all compact, put into a European Space Agency Ariane 5 rocket that will be launched from French Guiana, Kourou, French Guiana. And hopefully that gets up there. And I know Dick was looking forward to that one. I wish he could have got to see it. He really wanted to see the results not so much the launch, you know, I'd like the launches, but he really wanted to see the results, you know, or Hubble. Back to you.
Yes, indeed. You know, I mean, all these launches are not just for pretty photo ops, although, you know, some people think of them as that. They're to advance our knowledge and our understanding of the universe, which is a really nice thing to do. So I thank you, Paul, for your space report, and let me remind everyone before we close the shutters that if you have any questions of a technical nature or a science nature or topics, or if you want to legitimately refute anything that I say, and please give me some reference material that isn't on supermarket counters, you can email me at mailbag@ac2gs.com. Again, mailbag@ac2gs.com. My link page is roy.ac2gs.com, and there is a link to the Y2K for 2038 that was mentioned earlier. So if you want to check that out, so that's on my link page, roy.ac2gs.com. And as always, if you want to look up any archived audio records of past technical nets, and they go back all the way to September of 2006, Mike KC2NJI has a amateurradio.tv website. Again, it's amateurradio.tv, and it has records of the technical net going as far back as 2006. And if you missed Dick's Memorial Radio Wake, he also has posted the 7 hours that was recorded at. So check that out. I always want to thank everyone who legitimately participated this night. You make or break a technical net. I'm just here to host and do traffic control and offer my insight as best I can, and I appreciate the people who participated in a classy manner. And here's a little bit of wisdom from one of the wisest men that I've known, Dick K2RIW, and that is be kind to each other. So be safe, be well, and we'll talk again next Sunday. This is AC2GS, and I'll be clear.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. net. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Net. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m. Net. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Net. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2V. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Net. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
KC2NKL monitoring. This is KC2NKL monitoring.
This is KD2KNH replying. Good morning. Name is Charlie.
Good morning, Charlie. How you doing? Name is Bernard in Selden.
Hello, Bernard. We've spoken before, correct?
I remember if I changed my socks yesterday, so I don't really, that's one of those things I just never seem to remember.
I thought you were the check. I thought you were the guy I met at actually a dentist office, but it might have been another Bernard. Believe it or not.
Yeah, no, it's not me, unfortunately. How you doing today?
All right, just on the way into the office, and yeah, it takes me a while to get new call signs in my head. So anyway, beautiful day out today. I'm heading into Islandia on Vets Highway.
Oh, I tell you what, I wish I could go to work. I've been locked out of the office since March 9th, and it looks like we're not going to be, at least my office is not going to be going back until at least September, August or September. So this is like torture at this point.
Yeah, it's understandable. There's a lot of people in the same boat. Fortunately, I haven't had that problem. Shouldn't laugh, but I'm just thrilled to be working and haven't been working right through it. So, yeah, I don't understand how you don't go insane. Just for working from home or being out of work entirely. Just the number of people involved are horrible.
Yeah, yes, sir. So what kind of work do you do that you're allowed to go in? You must be in one of those positions where it's vital that you show up.
Wouldn't think so, but everybody needs a copier and a printer working, so I service and install printers and copiers.
Yeah, very good. That's an interesting thing, because I would imagine that most of those offices are also closed. But hey, it's good for you, as long as you stay safe.
remember, it's not just offices. It's everything from any infrastructure agency to, you know, medical to pharmaceuticals to, you know, if you don't have a copier, everything is paperwork-driven in the world.
That's a good point. Maybe I'm just not thinking clearly because it's so early in the morning.
Well, I used to work for Fairchild and Grumman, and they were dependent on defense contracts, and I'd be laid off for periods and back on, and it just seemed to be something that it never ends. People are always breaking copiers, or they're looking for maintenance.
Yeah, I worked in a hospital system at one point, and I was at that time I was a network engineer, and we always had the nurses beating the crap out of the copiers and the printers. So we set up a cam and started recording over the printing station to see what was going on. And when we figured out what was going on, we had to confront the nurses on it, which actually got us in a lot of trouble because I guess we broke too many rules with the camera being up there. But, yeah, it's a necessary thing. They're always going down. They always need maintenance, and they're always in use.
KD2KNH. Yeah, I wish I could put a cam on. I mean, even think of children in school. You take your child, you put them in preschool or kindergarten or whatever. Wouldn't it be nice to have a camera so you could just click on and see what's going on in the classroom? Now that you bring up cameras.
Yeah, I've wished for that in the school system a lot, actually. It's funny you mentioned that. I was having a conversation with my wife about that. She's a school teacher, and I keep bringing that up, and she's like, oh, no, never, no way. And I'm like, well, if you have nothing to hide, then, you know, this shouldn't be a problem. You know, she's like, no. This is KC2NKL Friday.
Well, to that for a second, I went under an overpass. But, yeah, I can understand the unions or the teachers not wanting to be scrutinized because, you know, everybody's worried about getting sued these days or losing their jobs.
Yeah, that happens all the time, too. I mean, there was a kid on the playground who fell off of monkey bars and broke their arm, and they sued the school my wife works at, you know, because of negligence of the teacher not being there to catch the kid and not supervising the kid on the monkey bars. And they ended up getting a settlement. So it's just amazing how that stuff works.
You know, that just amazes me. When we were kids, you fell off of monkey bars and it broke anything, it got hurt. It was just part of being a kid. nobody's fault. Maybe the kid will learn to climb better next time. But, you know, they take away everything and try to safety-proof the world, and then kids don't learn anything.
Yep. And that's probably part of the reason why we're in the mess we're in now. I mean, every kid gets a trophy for participation. When I was a kid, got a trophy for winning, not for participating. It's just a change in everyone's attitude. I don't get it. It's, to me, it's like a step backwards, but I guess people think that competition is bad for anybody, those who can't compete.
Unfortunately, it goes right through into the workforce, and then these people get jobs. and it's ridiculous. The people that win, the winners should be in charge, and go-getters, if you win a competition, it should be yours to win. And you learn a lot from losing, too.
One of the lessons I teach my kids, I have three kids, and I keep telling them, you don't have to win in everything you do, but as long as you put a full effort into it, then you're a winner in my mind. But there's no shame in losing, there's no shame in crying when you lose, as long as you tried hard.
Yeah, my philosophy, exactly. Anyway, Bernard, I'm just about to pull into my office, but good luck with surviving your work-at-home situation, and maybe I'll catch you again on the repeater. KD2KNH Clear 73. You have a good day.
Sounds good. Have a great day. Be safe. This is KC2NKL. I'll be monitoring 73.
Kilowatt 2 Queen, Bravo Victor. Okay, 2QBV, Pomona, New York, listening to me. KQBV, Pomona, New York, listening to me. KQBV, Pomona, New York.
W2VL, repeater.
Good morning, my niggas.
That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
How? WA2CDL, actually it's working. WA2CDL listening.
W2VL repeater.
RVP. Nothing heard, N2 RVP clear.
That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
KD2KNH, KD2OGB Mobile.
Who is the station out there? WA2CDL.
That would be none other than KD2OGB, Old Gray Beard. How you doing, Andy?
Yes. You got an old gray beard. Good. Hopefully it's not a long beard. What a beautiful day today is. I hope I don't waste it. Hope I don't waste it by staying indoors. I got to get out. I've got to get out into the fresh air.
I do realize that Don is just messing with me, that I don't actually have one, but he's just using that as the suffix in my call. Get it?
I get a lot of things. The problem is I get too many.
There you go. I'll be catching a lot of sun today while I'm in Westside Yard. Unfortunately, a friend of mine just told me on the phone that something, much to their surprise, finally popped up. I could go to Mineola to do this, but unfortunately it's kind of too much and out of the way, and I don't want to risk being late. But what I could do is just park in the 12-hour parking, wait for it, and then just go right to Penn from there, and then just drive home from there. But that's kind of a little too much to do, so I'll let it slip by.
Yeah, you might as well let it slip by. It's okay. So how do you like your job so far? You've been on it for what, a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I like it so far. Still learning new things, but hey, it all comes down with experience. And I am going to have to end this conversation as I am pulling into Sayville Station because it's time for me to get busy. Catch you later, Andy. WA2CDL, KD2OGB Mobile, clear at Sayville Station.
Okay, very good. I guess, I'm assuming you take the train to go to places. That'd be good, too. See you later. Have a good day. WA2CDL. Enjoy.
So get out and enjoy some of that fresh air. WA2CDL. Casey, want to see him? I just came in. Going back out again.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, the weather has been so great. I mean, this is the time of the year that I love. May and June, before it gets really hot and humid. Because I don't like humidity. I don't mind the heat. So I got to get out and do other things as well as what I'm trying to do. Right now, I'm trying to make this transition at work, even though I'm not working per se. I'm not going into the office, but I'm working on the computer. Now we have an onboard online training course which I need to do, and the deadline, I just got this as an email, and the deadline is today, June 8th. That's kind of strange. So now I'm in the process of logging in so I can figure out what this course is about. It has to do with this transition I'm going through with this, because the company that employs me was bought out by another company, so I had to fill out all this paperwork. It's like reapplying for a job, even though I have a job. And now they want me to go through an online training. It has to do with discrimination and other things, and it's like a 5-hour course. That's what it says. I'm saying 5 hours. That's crazy. But I guess it's mandatory that in this day and age, you got to go, when you're hired, you got to go through all this stuff.
Yeah, they call it jumping through hoops. Well, someday you won't have to worry about that nonsense. But you enjoy what you do, so you put up a little bit of it, you know. It's funny, it's due today, the day you get it. Well, what are you going to do? It was late, right? You still did it. Good luck with it. Yeah, it's beautiful up here. Just spectacular. So I hope you do get some time outside. I went for a walk yesterday. I'm going to go for a little one today, too. A few things to do outside, and a lot. I'm not big on doing things anyway, so not these days. I'm kind of lazy. Anyway, just going to give you a quick call. And I know you're always busy, so I won't keep you from your myriad of projects. I was going to say, I can't wait to go with it. So anyway, oh well. Oh, yeah, any new grandchildren up in the pipe there above the window? Or above the... Where your wires go in? Any new grandkids? Back over to you.
All right. Well, while you were talking, I was able to log in. By the way, it says preventing discrimination and harassment. New York Employee Edition. Oh, this is a 45-minute course. Presented in a familiar news show format. Divided into brief schedule-friendly episodes and features interactive videos and gamification to enrich the learning experience. Yeah, it's to stop sexual harassment. I guess, you know, you got to go through all this stuff. I'm only saying this, and I only read it because, you know, there've been jobs that I've had in the past where you got to take courses like this, but these are classroom courses, at least on the job, you know, when I'm physically there, they would say that there's a course that you got to take, so you break away from your normal routine of job, of working, and you go into this classroom, and you sit down, and you take these courses, training courses for whatever, but everything is done online now, so, because that's the age we live in. So, but, all right, so I got to take this today. This has to, it's due today, 6-8. But the strange part, it says assigned date 6-1, due date 6-8. Now, they just sent me this email today. I did not receive this email any other day. That's for sure. So, I don't know why they notified me this morning when it's due today. So that means now I gotta take this, but we'll see what happens. No grandkids. I took a look at the nest. The nest is there, but there's nobody there. Nobody's home. There's no eggs, no nothing. I don't even see the birds. I don't see any sparrows. I see nothing. So maybe they decided, you know, it's too late in the season. It's already June. And the mating season, the birth season, whatever it is, it's over. So maybe that's the end of that.
Casey, want to see him? Yeah, they got divorced. You keep the nest. No, I want the nest. No, I want the nest. All right, whatever. Makes your life a little easier. Yeah, he used to have seminars, things like that at work, you know. And you'd have someone like sexual harassment, let's say. And you had to go to him, you know. So I would go, I'd come back. And how was I? I was very disappointed in it. Disappointed, really? Yes, I thought it was a how-to seminar. Just look at me. I thought it was a how-to seminar. You know. Anyway. Well, it's only 45 minutes what you got to do, so I got to get back outside anyway. See what I'm doing. When I see him. And maybe I'll hear you on there later, Andy. Go ahead.
All right, very good. I'm not gonna play it. Just play. I gotta play the course, but I'm not gonna do while I'm talking to you because I gotta pay attention to it, especially if they're gonna give a test. Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Well, all right. I won't say any more about what you just said because I know what you're saying. It could be online training. Yeah, well, all right, anyway, so it gives me three separate assigned, in progress, and completed. All right, let me take care of this. Let me get this out of the way and do that, and then at least I'll get this done. At least I'm on board with this. To try to get on board with this new company was almost like you say, running through hoops because I kept filling out these forms. And the more forms I filled out, the more they gave me. And it became a big hassle. But at least I got that out of the way. Talk to you later. I'll be in touch. Have a good day and enjoy. WA2CDO. Stuck on a computer.
Yeah, you get yourself a nice cup of coffee, bring it up, and have that while you're doing the seminar. Have a great day. Casey, when I see him. I'll be clear. I will be listening later.
Okay, Sam, you too. WA2CDO.
When you be.
Good morning, Rudy. WA2CDL. How are you?
Good. I was eavesdropping a few minutes ago. What is this? You got a new job?
No. The company that I've been working for merged with another company. So. So when that happens, then you got to start, like, you know, you got to reapply, fill out all these forms. And now I got to take this sexual harassment 45-minute course, which I'm about to start, because it's due today. So, because everything's online, so I got to take this course. And, you know, I was filling out all these forms and all this stuff. So it's the same job, nothing changes. Just that, it's just a different name. The name of a company, that's it. You know, a larger company eats up the smaller company.
Yeah, I've been involved in things like that, too. Sexual harassment courses. I think I had to take one once from Micro Center way back when. I learned more tricks how to do it properly there from the course than anything before. Wonderful.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, well, you know, it's required, and they got to do it, so that's what I got to do. Of course, I don't want to do it because I got other things to do, but I got to do what I got to do. So how you doing? Beautiful day today.
Yeah, actually doing a little running around, went to the bank, went to Pep Boys that my tires rotated. They told me to come back at 12, so I'm going to go home and put some of my old Earl in the car so I can give that to them. And, you know, get that done. Hard to believe, since July I put about 5,000 miles on the car. Didn't use the car at all in March and April, and a little bit in May. So, interesting. Anyway, how's everything been with you?
Yeah, good. I'm actually waiting to go back physically. I mean, I'm working online from the house. You know, I'm doing reports and things, but I got to get out. You know, I'm the type of guy that doesn't like to stay in one spot. I'd love to do some traveling. I mean, literally, just to get away from New York and go somewhere. I got an invitation to go to Las Vegas, which is now open, by the way. I saw that on the news. The casinos are open, but I'm not going to go just yet until things, you know, calm down, of course. I'm all right. I'm just, I'm always busy. There's always things to do. So everything's fine. I'm glad everything's good with you. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I bought a new car, brand new, last August. And finally, I was able to get to the dealer where I bought it to get my first oil change at the dealer. The first scheduled maintenance, which is, again, rotating the tires and putting new oil in, changing the oil, and, you know, just the normal routine. So I finally got that done last week. I was scheduled to get it done. It was supposed to be in the end of March, but I postponed it because that was the height of the epidemic, the coronavirus, March and April. So now I finally got it done. I got that out of the way, and I'm waiting for the barbershops to open so I can get a haircut. Little things like that, you know, become big things. And I still go shopping. I've been shopping all along, so I go. That's not a problem. Sometimes I take food out. Sometimes I go shopping for food. I make food here, you know, so that stuff. But other than that, I have not been going too many places. So, the car is, I don't have as many miles on my car either since I bought it as I would normally have.
I changed the oil in my car in November, beginning of November, I think. First, second week of November. And since then, I put less than 2,500 miles on the car.
Yes, that's nothing. 2,500 since November? December, January, February, March, April, May, 6-7 months. I guess, you know, the average is what, 12,000 a year? I guess that's where they come up with this 3-year, 36,000 mile, warranty period or so? Something like that. They figured you're putting on 12,000 a year as an average. And so far, I only have 7,000 on the car since last August. So that's way down from, besides, I take the train to work anyway, but still, I'm just not going anywhere.
All right, Andy, yeah. All right, my son is on the phone, so I'm talking to him. He's patiently waiting for me to hang up. All right, I'll talk to you, Andy. Let me take the call. Bye.
See you later. We'll wait to see you.
That tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
My name is Bob.
Is it W2OSR, Bob? This is W2TE, Walt.
Okay. Oh, hi, Walter. I didn't put two and two together. Now I am. Yeah, it's Bob.
Okay, fine. I'm glad to hear you. I think I heard you yesterday or the day before chatting with somebody, and I didn't get his name or call. Who said his field day plans was to go camping out east or something and do a more or less a traditional field puppy expedition or anything like that?
Well, Walter, I don't think it was me that was talking to the gentleman because I don't remember having that conversation with anybody. We've been batting it back and forth with the Nassar Amateur Radio Club whether they were going to do anything or not, and I don't think so. I think Rich Collins may be doing something on his own. And I'm not sure if I'm going to work from the house or there is a local park I could go set up in and try and do some QRP work. The only problem is, at my age, I need bathrooms more than I need anything else.
I'm in that same predicament, by the way, but... you lose your modesty... after a while, and by the way, I spent some time in Europe and everything. In Europe, anything goes as long as you don't pee on somebody's varnished front door or something. Okay. I assume with this new league ruling that you can have this operate. Non-traditional field day, but as a club, a contest club almost, where you can operate with your own call, one delta or one echo, and then send everything in as a club score. That's what we're going to do here at Great South Bay. And I assume any club that's not doing a traditional field day will do the same. But I haven't read all the rules on that, so I really don't know quite what I'm going to do. But you could do both, I guess. Go somewhere, do a traditional, and come home and do a couple 1Ds or something. So go ahead, Bob. And I was almost certain it was you talking to somebody, and I can't believe I would make a... I couldn't catch his name or call, but I thought I surely caught yours. And I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, all right. Well, the person I think I might have talked to yesterday was Mike, who you know, AMZ. Just trying to think. Oh, anyway, one thing you'll be proud of me, because you've sat beside me when I haven't been able to make a QSO on my QRP radio. I went to a local park near me, the Nassau County Park. It's used to be an estate years ago when I was a kid. So I set up an inverted V for 40 meters and had all the equipment set up on the dashboard of my car. And I made a contact with one of the K2H stations, This guy was a rover, and he was in Westchester when I talked to him.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations. Yeah, it can be fun. And by the way, for field day, you know, I have a problem with computer logging. So, if I do the one echo, I would be battery powered and QRP. And with QRP, you have so few QSOs, you can keep the log on the back of an envelope, and then computerize it after the fact and have it sent in. So that's one of the things I'm thinking of. But there's all kinds of possibilities, and it's still almost 3 weeks away. Things can change in lots of ways. Yeah, and it might have been a different mic. It might have been PPI that I was heard. And it's possible that he and Rich are getting together and camping out east. In fact, somewhere I heard that that's what's going to happen. So maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, maybe that's what they're planning on doing. I haven't talked to them, you know, other than over the internet during the CW classes for a couple of weeks now. I'm just wondering, one of the things that we really like doing every year is we go out to the Fort Point Lighthouse and operate from there. And I'm just wondering if everything's going to be eased up enough that we can do that, at least get that event in this year.
82 PPG.
Breaking station, go ahead.
Good morning, KD2PPG. The name is Roger. I'm mobile on the LIE.
Okay, Roger, if you're loud and clear here. I'm stationary in Babylon. My name is Walt, and my call is W2TE, and I'm in QSO with W2OSR. So, Bob, pick it up.
All right. Good morning. Yeah, depending on where you are on the LIE, I may either be close to you or far away. I'm just coming down Route 107, and I'm, maybe about a mile from the expressway where I am right now. Not that's where I'm going. I'm going to a Home Depot. I got to pick something up. Let me give it to the gentleman who just came in. I'm sorry, I missed the name.
No problem. The call is Kilo Delta 2, Papa Papa Golf. The name is Roger. I'm working out here in Long Island. I'm originally from Rockland County, but I heard your conversation, and I'm interested in QRP. I was looking at the Yaesu 818 as a new ham. I love low power.
Okay, Roger, and I got your call about time. KD2, Papa Papa Golf. By the way, there's a friend of mine, Silent Key now, famous DXer Cal, was W2 Peter Peter George, and he always signed that way. So very good on PPG. Okay, and I can't recommend a radio. it depends mostly on budget and preference, and I wouldn't rush into anything. And I would look for some of the fellows on this repeater who do QRP work, and sometimes they get together somewhere, and or you can talk to them. And there are QRP columns in CQ Magazine and sometimes in QST. And Bob, it probably was PPI that I heard yesterday, because he mentioned something about the Horton's Point Lighthouse too. So, and if it wasn't you, it was somebody talking to him. Okay, back to you, Bob.
Okay, this is W2OSR again. This will be my final. I'm almost at the Home Depot. I have an earlier version of the radio you're looking at there, Roger. I have the 817. and it's not the 817ND, which is a slightly improved version. The one thing I did with it, which makes it a better radio as far as I'm concerned, is I had a noise reduction circuit added to it. Most of the time I don't need it, but sometimes I'm in a noisy environment. It helps in terms of being able to pull out the signal. It's a decent radio. It can get more expensive than you think, depending on what options you want in it, too. And that's just some of the filtering. There are other radios out there. You've got the KX2 and KX3 from Elecrip, excellent radios. Those are probably the top of the line in QRP. I haven't heard much about the new ICOM QRP radio. And there's a bunch of Chinese stuff that's sort of okay, but isn't great. And it all depends, as Walter said, what's your budget? I'm going to listen for a while, guys. Take care, 73W2OSR.
82 PPG. All right, very good, Bob. I'm sorry I didn't get the call sign, but it was a pleasure. Thank you for the information, and I do like the Yaesu, and I've watched a lot of those videos. But yeah, I've also seen some of the Zygus. The G20 is nice, but, you know, there's a question as to QRP, because I think it's 20 watts. And then I've looked at the Elecrafters as well. They're very nice. Well, like you said, as far as patience, I have to definitely wait and see and pick the right radio. So I'm just looking around, watching lots of videos. Thank goodness for YouTube. But yeah, we'll just be patient and pick the right radio.
Okay, W2TE here again. Okay, and yes, and as Bob mentioned, there's some Chinese radios, and they're marketed by MFJ. And if you have an MFJ catalog, you can look at them and so forth. I've heard mixed reports on them. You may think about that. And procrastination is always a good idea. And by the way, if you're not going to be carrying it up a mountain or something like that, for just areas where you can go by auto and operate near the auto, a regular HF radio, most of the new ones can be cranked down to QRP power levels, and it's not that much difference in power or weight or anything else. I have a 7300 that I use both ways, both at 50 watts or so on a battery or 10 watts on a battery, and it does a great job. And it's also a great base station, by the way. And I was a Yaesu person at one time, and now I'm strictly an ICOM man. So that's about all the advice I can give you. I'm going to say 73 and take care. I have to run. KD2, I think PPG, W2TE clear. 73, Roger.
All right, very good. Sorry, I didn't get the call sign. But yes, thank you for the information, and it was a pleasure. 73s. Have a great
tonight at 8:30. This is the
WA2CDL listening 85.
WKK.
Hold on a second, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4.
WA2CDL, KD2KNH.
WA2CDL back.
KD2KNH. There you are. I was wondering what you were testing.
Yeah, just listening to my video.
Heard you on before, but couldn't get back. But figured you didn't want to be bothered anyway if you were flying, testing. Just pulling in to get some lunch myself.
Yeah, hold on a second, hold on.
KD2FYU.
Hello, George. I'll say hello while Andy is busy.
Well, I hope he's making lunch. Making lunch? You're going for lunch? We're the lunch crew for the lunch hour. How are you, Charlie?
All right, hope you had a nice weekend. Beautiful weather. Yeah, just stopped in one of my standard stops. Usually has good hot food, and I'll see what they have.
That's good. That's good. You know, it's because you're choosing that place. You're not settling for something that's on the way.
Yeah, I try not to. I'd rather drive 20 miles than settle for some place. And hot dog wagons, no, that's not going to happen. But I'm going to run inside. I'll be back in a few, and hopefully Andy can come back to you. KD2, KD2 clear.
KD2FIU.
I'm back, WA2CDL.
KD2FIU, hiya Andy. Charlie just wanted to get some food. He said he'll be back in a few minutes, and how are you doing?
Okay, not bad.
Beautiful day. There isn't a cloud for hundreds of miles. We're looking at, where are we here? Sunrise at 5:24 today. Sunset at 20:26. It's 70 degrees. Oh, I'm not signing off. I didn't say 73s. 70 degrees. And beautiful. Not a cloud for hundreds of miles, they say.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right, I'm going to make a turn over here. They got all this blocked off, too. All right. I'll have to figure out a way to get around.
Yeah, after you were figuring out a way, you kind of dropped out. You cut out. It was a cutout, complete. All right, KD2FIU, standing by.
WA2CDL Mobile back.
KD2KNH back. I wonder what happened to you guys.
Oops, sorry for the feedback. Yeah, I was wondering that there was so many fire department vehicles all over the place. They got all the towns here.
All right, anything going on, or are you just doing?
Yeah, the West Hempstead railroad station is on fire.
That's not a good thing.